This free Korean lesson is brought to you by TalkToMeInKorean.com and HowToKorean.com. Practice making your own Korean sentences at HowToKorean and get corrections from native speakers.
Hello, everyone. 최경은입니다.
안녕하세요. 선현우입니다. Wow.
I think this is the first time that I'm introducing myself as 선현우.
Yeah, you always say like 현우선.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of.
Yeah, so I called you 현우선.
Yeah, you know what? 경은, she's Korean and I'm Korean. We never speak a word of English in our office with each other. But only when she calls my name, what do you call me?
현우선.
And yeah.
Because you always introduce yourself like 현우선.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I just hope our listeners won't get the wrong idea that Korean people call each other like 현우선. Hey, 경은 최.
No.
We never do that. But she's peculiar. So
yeah. And my name is 경은 and your name is 현우, right?
Uh-huh.
Some of our listeners are confused about our names.
Okay, so. Let us clarify our names. So what is your first name, your personal name?
경은.
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 And your family name is?
최.
So you're Miss 최.
Yes.
Or Miss Choi, depending on how they pronounce
your
name.
But usually you have 최. To say 최.
Yeah, so your personal name is, your given name is 경은.
네.
My given name, my first name is 현우.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to say 현우선 to avoid confusion. So anyway, are we talking about names forever in this lesson? Okay, so let us start our lesson right away.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people were very excited about the level 2 starting.
Yes.
And we kind of gave them a heavy burden by talking about the future tense and then about the...
It was really, you know, huge.
Yeah, it was a huge topic. And in level 2, lesson 2, we talked about object marking particles.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the name. It's a huge, like, big term.
네.
So we wanted to lighten things up a little bit and talk about something easier.
Mm-hmm.
But still useful.
Yes.
So what are we looking at today?
Today we are looking at some conjunctions.
Yeah, some conjunctions or conjunctive words. 접속사 in Korean.
접속사.
Yeah, these are words that just connect two sentences together.
네.
Or two nouns sometimes. So we're looking at 그리고 and.
그래서.
Again.
그리고.
And.
그래서.
All right, let's get right into it. So 경은.
네.
What does 그리고 mean?
그리고 has the meaning of and then.
All right, and it depends on the context.
네.
So sometimes in English, when you say something, something, and something, something, it's just parallel. Like you're just mentioning one after another. But other times when you say things like, I went home and opened the refrigerator and found out that my refrigerator was empty. Things like that in the time order, right?
Yes.
So the Korean word 그리고 has the same roles.
네, 맞아요.
So let's give an example. So how do you say coffee, bread, and water?
커피, 빵, 그리고 물.
Again?
커피,
coffee,
빵,
bread,
그리고
and
물,
water. How about 서울 and 부산?
서울, 그리고 부산.
How about London and Paris?
런던, 그리고 파리.
How about America and Australia?
미국 그리고 호주.
And how about Germany and the Philippines?
독일 그리고 필리핀.
All right, we can't go on forever. So let's stop here.
네.
And look at another example in which the conjunction 그리고 links two phrases. And here we have a sample sentence which is
친구를 만났어요.
친구를 만났어요.
친구를 만났어요.
친구 means
a friend
and 를 is
object marking particle.
So 친구를 만나다, to meet.
만나다.
And in the past tense it is
만났어요.
So 친구를 만났어요 means I met a friend
Or friends.
Yeah, friends. Plural. So let's connect this sentence with another one. So the next sentence is 밥을 먹었어요.
밥을 먹었어요.
밥 is?
Rice or meal.
And 을 is the object marking particle. And 먹다?
To eat.
And 먹었어요 is the past tense of 먹다, which means I ate.
네.
So 밥을 먹었어요 means I ate rice, I had a meal, I had something to eat.
네, 밥을 먹었어요.
So if you put the first sentence,
친구를 만났어요.
And the second sentence,
밥을 먹었어요.
Together, if you want to say, I made a friend and had something to eat. Maybe together. Probably together.
네. 친구를 만났어요. 그리고 밥을 먹었어요.
One more time.
친구를 만났어요. 그리고 밥을 먹었어요.
Well, of course, some of our listeners might be thinking that there are different ways of saying this same thing
네.
in a more advanced way. Namely, 친구를 만나서 밥을 먹었어요. Or 친구를 만났고 밥을 먹었어요. Or 친구를 만나 밥을 먹었어요. Things like that.
네.
There are many different ways of saying the same thing, but this is the most basic way of saying it.
네, 기본적인 것부터 배워야죠.
Yeah, we have to start from the basic stuff. So 친구를 만났어요. 그리고 and 밥을 먹었어요. This is the most basic and essential thing to learn. So this is where you have to start, the basic stuff. And we're going to introduce those more advanced, more stylish ways of saying things
in our future lessons.
Exactly. So now let's look at 그래서.
그래서.
The second conjunction word of this lesson. So 그래서 means therefore or so. So just like in English, you can use this word between two sentences to show a logical relation between those two or more sentences. So let's look at two example sentences and link them together
네.
by logic.
좋아요.
I'm not sure if everybody will agree that these sentences should be linked together with this word 그래서, but let's look at the sentences. So the first one is
오늘은 비가 왔어요.
오늘, today, 비가 오다, to rain, 비가 왔어요, the past tense of 비가 오다, so it rained today. And as you can tell, we're using the topping marker 은, because here we're comparing 오늘, today, with other days. So the other days it didn't rain, but as for today, suddenly it rained. So
오늘은 비가 왔어요.
Yeah, 오늘은 비가 왔어요. So what did you do?
집에 있었어요.
You stayed at home.
네.
집.
A house or home.
And 있었어요 is the past tense of
있다.
To be. So 집에 있었어요 means I stayed at home. So 오늘은 비가 왔어요. Today it rained.
오늘은 비가 왔어요.
So I stayed at home.
그래서 집에 있었어요.
Yeah. 경은.
네.
Do you usually stay at home when it rains?
Actually, I really want to stay at home when it rains, but I have to go to the office
oh,
to work. So
okay. What if it's a weekend?
집에 있어요.
So you stay at home
네.
when it rains?
네.
I see. I mean, I was thinking that what? You might want to go out when it rains.
No way.
You love rain.
No, I hate it.
But you love the singer Rain.
Oh.
Sorry, weak logic there. So 오늘은 비가 왔어요. So 집에 있었어요. 그래서 집에 있었어요.
네, 오늘은 비가 왔어요. 그래서 집에 있었어요.
Yeah, so these conjunction words are really easy to explain, but sometimes difficult to remember and actually be able to use in real life situations. So let's look at some sample sentences. What do you think?
네, 좋아요.
예문 봐요, 예문.
예문,
sample
좋아요.
Sentences, 예문.
예문.
Alright, sample sentence number one. How about we say something like, 김치 is delicious and it is Korean food.
아, 좋아요.
Okay.
I really like 김치. 저 아, 김치 정말 좋아해요.
저도 좋아해요.
그래서 김치 is delicious is 김치는 맛있어요.
김치는 맛있어요.
김치는 맛있어요.
Yeah, you're bringing up the topic of 김치 for the first time, so you're using the topping marker.
김치는
맛있어요. It is delicious.
네.
And
그리고
It is Korean food.
한국 음식이에요.
그리고 한국 음식이에요.
그리고 한국 음식이에요.
Together, 김치 is delicious and it is Korean food.
김치는 맛있어요. 그리고 한국 음식이에요.
Alright, sample sentence number two. How do you say I'm a student?
저는 학생이에요.
저는 학생이에요.
저는 학생이에요.
Well, it is natural that most of the textbooks that we can get our hands on are for students. So, 저는 학생이에요 or I am a student.
Yeah.
Soy estudiante or 私は学生 です. Like these kind of I am a student sentences always appear in our textbooks.
Yes.
Like first, before anything.
맞아요.
So I think it's really interesting. So we are using this sentence here too.
Yeah, but actually I want to learn something like 저는 학생이고 싶어요 like that.
You want to be a student. You wish you were
네,
a student.
네, 맞아요. Because I'm not a student anymore.
You want to go back to school?
Yes.
Okay, you can. I mean, a lot of people go back to school after years of working.
No, I'm too old.
After getting married, giving birth to a child, when the child grows up and doesn't need you anymore, you can go back to school.
No. Okay, just study.
Just study at home.
Yes.
집에서 공부하세요.
아, 집에서요?
At home. Okay, back to the topic. Mm-hmm. How do you say I'm a student again?
저는 학생이에요.
And let's say, and?
그리고.
And?
그리고.
And?
그리고.
I study French.
프랑스어를 공부해요.
What is French?
프랑스어.
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 What is France?
프랑스.
And how do you say to study?
공부하다.
I study French.
프랑스어를 공부해요.
And I study French.
그리고 프랑스어를 공부해요.
And I study French.
그리고 프랑스어를 공부해요.
And I study French. It goes on and on and on.
Yes.
You should stop me. I'm
Please
being
stop.
A robot now.
그만해요.
Okay, I'll stop. Let's go on to sample sentence number 3.
네.
This sentence is something that I used to say a lot years ago.
Yes.
Well, let's say the sentence again. I am a student.
저는 학생이에요.
Therefore, I don't have money.
그래서 돈이 없어요.
How do you say therefore or so again?
그래서.
And money is?
돈.
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 I don't have.
없어요.
I don't have money.
돈이 없어요.
So I don't have money.
그래서 돈이 없어요.
I'm a student, so I don't have money.
저는 학생이에요. 그래서 돈이 없어요.
Alright, example number 4. The same sentence again. Kimchi is delicious.
김치는 맛있어요.
Therefore,
그래서
I eat a lot of kimchi.
김치를 많이 먹어요.
Oh wait, how do you say I eat kimchi without the a lot of part?
김치를 먹어요.
Again?
김치를 먹어요.
I eat kimchi. And how do you say I eat a lot of kimchi?
김치를 많이 먹어요.
Yeah, here the phrase a lot of is modifying kimchi, but in Korean, we tend to use a lot of adverbs rather than adjectives. So literally in Korean, if you say 김치를 많이 먹어요, you're saying I eat kimchi a lot. I eat kimchi much.
Yes.
So how do you say kimchi is delicious, so I eat a lot of it?
김치는 맛있어요. 그래서 김치를 많이 먹어요. And actually, I want to change the last sentence.
How? How do you want to change it?
I want to change like 저는 한국인이에요. 그래서 김치를 많이 먹어요.
Oh, you're Korean, so you eat a lot of kimchi.
네.
But, you know, I believe some of my non-Korean friends eat way more kimchi than I do.
Really?
Every day. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it used to be true that if you're Korean, you eat a lot of kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, if you're like me, if you live alone, I live with my sister, but it's almost like living alone. And if you don't cook for yourself, if you never ever eat at home,
yes,
you don't get to eat a lot of kimchi.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm not so energetic anymore.
네, 맞아요.
Maybe I should eat more kimchi.
저는 김치를 많이 먹어요. 그래서 튼튼해요.
그래서 strong?
Yes.
Wow. See, I told you that I think you're strong and you're admitting it now.
No, I'm just healthy, not the strong.
Okay. Well, what's wrong with being strong?
전 여자예요.
Okay, your social image wise.
Yes.
All right. You're feeble, weak, and 연약해요, right?
네.
Soft.
But okay. Healthy.
Yeah. All right, whatever. So that's it for today, everyone. 그리고? We will be waiting for you at talktomeinkorean.com.
네, 코멘트 남겨주세요.
Yes, as we always emphasize, practice makes perfect. So try making your sample sentences. Try making your own sample sentences using these conjunctions. 그리고 and 그래서.
네.
And share them in the comment box for the post for this lesson.
네, 연습 많이 하세요.
Practice a lot and we'll see you soon.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요. 감사합니다.